Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Warning, what I'm about to reveal will shock you to the core. This week, the Supreme Court is literally preparing to trigger the most devastating political earthquake in modern American history, one that will permanently transform the balance of power in Washington and ensure Democrats are consigned to political irrelevance for decades. Make sure to stick with me to the very end of this video because I got all the numbers and the stats that will prove that the days of the Democrats are indeed coming to an end, and we'll have the Supreme Court to thank. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Right now, as I speak, the Supreme Court is hearing arguments in a case called Louisiana versus Calais. It's a case that progressives are absolutely panicking over because it represents nothing less than the complete dismantling of the Democrat Party's artificial power structure. And that's key. The Democrats are in power. To the extent that the Democrats are in power, it is largely artificial. The justices are deciding whether Section 2 of the 1965 Voting Rights Act, the law that's given Democrats an unearned 30-seat advantage in Congress for decades, is constitutional. So what are we talking about here? Well, again, it all goes back to 1965. President Lyndon Johnson signed what's called the Voting Rights Act into law after the horrific events of Bloody Sunday in Selma, Alabama. So the law was meant, at least it claimed, to ensure that blacks could vote without discrimination. Fair enough, no problem. But here's where it gets twisted. By the 1980s, Democrats figured out how they could weaponize this law to deliberately draw up what are called majority-minority districts. Majority-minority districts. These are districts intentionally made up of a majority of minorities, which by design essentially segregated voters by race. It deliberately excluded white voters from the congressional district. In 1986, there was a Supreme Court case called Thornburg versus Gingles. And what that did is it legally normalized something called vote dilution. Okay? Vote dilution is a left-wing legal concept that argued that the Democratic participation of minority groups, racially minority groups, is weakened or rendered ineffective, if there are too many whites who basically dilute their vote. So Democrats effectively argued at the time that unless districts were deliberately drawn around majority-minority population regions, then minorities can never elect the candidates of their choice. And so for the last four decades, what's called the Gingles test didn't just allow, but it actually mandated the drawing up of congressional districts in such a way that deliberately excluded white voters. Now, I know it sounds insane, but this is precisely the kind of insanity that reigns supreme in the era of liberalism. Just like we saw with DEI and affirmative action, liberalism never fails to discriminate
in the name of ridding us of discrimination. So right now, as we speak, the Democrats have literally dozens of districts all across the country that were mandated by the courts to be drawn up to permanently keep Democrats in power. Because in the end, they could talk about, you know, discrimination to their blue in the face. In the end, this is all about guaranteeing a particular partisan makeup in Congress. It's all about guaranteeing Democrat seats when all said and done. So this was blatant racial gerrymandering disguised as civil rights in the guise of preventing this thing called vote dilution. Fast forward to today. And we have a case now before the Supreme Court called Louisiana versus Calais. Some months back, Louisiana legislatures created their second majority black congressional district to comply, of course, with a federal court order. Remember, this was all being mandated by the lower courts. And it basically enforced yet another guaranteed Democrat district. But a group of voters, recognizing that this was in reality nothing less than a mandated form of racial segregation, that group of voters, bless their hearts, sued, saying the state was violating 14th and 15th Amendments, the amendments that are supposed to protect equal treatment under the law. They sued, charging that this was nothing less than race-based gerrymandering. As of today, it is now in front of the Supreme Court. And here's the kicker. The Supreme Court has expanded the scope of this case. They are not just asking whether Louisiana's redistricting map is constitutional. They are asking whether any majority-minority district violates the Constitution. And that decision would, in effect, overturn overnight the constitutionality of every single district that's been deliberately drawn up around racial gerrymandering. So here's the nightmare scenario for the Democrats. According to a study by Politico, the Republicans are poised to gain 19 seats from the Supreme Court ruling alone. These would all be from solid red states in the South and the Midwest. They would literally overnight wipe out 19 artificial Democrat seats that were mandated to be drawn up using this blatantly discriminatory interpretation of Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. And that is exactly what the Supreme Court is about to do. And we know this because of the Supreme Court decision back in 2023. It's a case called Students for Fair Associations, Fair Admissions. And there the court established a very crucial legal precedent, eliminating racial discrimination in one case means eliminating it in all cases. Eliminating racial discrimination in one case means eliminating it in all cases. And many analysts have noted ever since that this principle directly contradicts the race-based redistricting requirements of Section 2 of the VRA, creating an irreconcilable constitutional conflict that the court will ultimately resolve, given their precedent, by overturning Section 2, which has thus far allowed racially discriminatory gerrymandering. Now, according to that same Politico analysis, once the VRA, or Section 2, more properly speaking, of the VRA is struck down, that would eliminate 30% of the congressional black caucus seats. A third of the congressional black caucus would disappear overnight. It would eliminate 11% of Democrat-dominated congressional Hispanic caucus seats. These are when Latinos were voting overwhelmingly Democrat. It would represent a fundamental restructuring of American political representation based on merit and geographic logic rather than racial quotas. States like Alabama, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Mississippi, they would conceivably see all Democrat representative seats eliminated overnight. But if you can believe it, this nightmare apocalyptic scenario gets even worse for the Democrats. We're just getting warmed up. This is just the tip of the iceberg
wait until you see this. But first, gang, this is a good time to remember that every one of us has to make sure that we need to take steps to protect ourselves and our loved ones online. And that actually begins with your home title. Now, if you're a homeowner like me, you need to ask yourself, when was the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof that you own your house. Well, if you're like me, the answer is never. The problem is, though, in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles online, and your equity is the target. It works like this. So criminals forge your signature on one document. They use a fake notary stamp. They pay a small fee with your county, and boom, that's it. Your home title's been transferred out of your name. Then they take out all kinds of loans using your equity. Some even sell your property, and you won't even know what happened until you start getting collection notices or foreclosure notices. That's why you need to stop what you're doing right now and find out today if you've already been a victim. Use promo code TurleyTalks. That's all one word, TurleyTalks, at HometitleLock.com. to make sure your title's still in your name. You're also going to get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. So that's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HometitleLock.com right now. Use promo code TurleyTalks. That's HometitleLock.com, promo code TurleyTalks. Those 19 seats that the Democrats are set to lose will only end up being added to the now near 20-seat pickup that Republicans are expected to get as the result of mid-decade redistricting efforts. It's just been announced that the great state of North Carolina, which has a Republican supermajority, is but the latest red state to join the redistricting wars. Again, this could not possibly be more devastating for the Democrats. Texas, of course, has already locked in 5 Republican seats. Missouri has secured 1 additional seat by targeting Democrat Emanuel Cleaver's district. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis, he's confirmed his state is going to pursue upwards of 4 additional seats. Ohio's redistricting commission breakdown could deliver 2 to 3 more Republican seats. Indiana and Kansas are both targeting 1 seat each under direct pressure from the Trump administration. And now we can add North Carolina. So even before considering the 19-seat swing from the Supreme Court's expected ruling, and even if we include California's attempt at offsetting Texas's 5-seat pickup with their own redistricting this November, the Republicans are still positioned to gain at least 12 to 15 seats for the upcoming midterms. Again, that's even before considering this landmark Supreme Court decision. With that decision, gang, we're looking at a net gain of over 30 GOP seats. Yes, you heard that right. Again, over 30 solid red GOP seats. They do not have to win a single crossover seat. They don't have to win a single swing seat. This is what the progressive left is ultimately freaking out over. The mathematical reality becomes crystal clear. Democrats are facing political obliteration. Democrats are facing nothing less than the potential permanent minority status in the House. They're staring into the abyss of being permanently boxed out of federal power for the foreseeable future. It's astonishing stuff. So where do we go from here? Well, the Supreme Court will likely rule, based on the arguments today, in January, or at least early February in 2026. Perfectly timed to affect the upcoming midterms. That gives Republican-controlled states ample opportunity to redraw their maps before the crucial midterms. Again, they're going to need to redraw them, ironically, by legal mandate, because at least 19 of their districts will have been declared unconstitutional based on racial segregation. Now, you combine that as well with the population shifts, where red states are booming, although while blue states are shrinking, as well as factoring in the fact of mass deportation efforts and continued self-deportation, where over 2 million illegal migrants have left the country since 2024. Gang, we're looking at a best, we're talking ultimate case scenario for the Democrats in any given election. The best possible case scenario would be merely tying with the Republicans in the House. That would be the best they could ever hope for. Again, they've already been boxed out permanently, the Senate at this point, with more red states than blue states. The best they could possibly hope for is a tie in the House, which means that their ability to pass radical progressive legislation through the House will be permanently eliminated. The Supreme Court is about to deliver the most decisive blow to progressive power in our lifetime. Democrats know their artificial advantages are ending, and their panic is proof that constitutional conservatism is indeed winning. It truly is morning in America again. The golden age is upon us. And ironically, we have a conservative majority on the Supreme Court that Donald Trump himself appointed in his first term to thank. Do you want to ask me your biggest questions and maybe win free merch while you're at it? Well, join my Courageous Patriot Club and be part of the uncensored Monday night Q&A, all for only $10 a month at turley.pub/club.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.